you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, everybody. This is Paranormal Spotlight Radio, and I am Nikki Paranormal. And I'd like to thank you all for listening and welcome anyone new. For those of you who are new, you can head on over to www.liveparanormal.com where you can join us in the live interactive chat room. I have my ugly mug up on the computer there, so you can click on the little camera and see. So we are fully interactive. You can see all the weird faces that I make and such. So yeah, I'd like to welcome everyone here to the show, and let's see. Let me find Rob. Where's Rob? Where's the guy who owns the joint? Hey, Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just trying to get everything situated for the fantastic show we have for tonight, and I was talking to...
I know. I'm excited. I didn't tell everybody. I was waiting for you.
Our lovely guest, and I think... I think he's one of the best people that I know in general and in the genre. So it's always good to have him on. It's always good to catch up and see what he's been up to. And I kind of know what he's been up to. And I'm excited to talk to you. So I think what we will do now is why don't we bring Chip on? Chip, are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
I am here.
How are you?
So we have the wonderful Chip Coffee with us. I'm doing great. So any time it's a Chip Coffee night, that's a good night.
Well, not everyone has said that in my life, so I'm appreciative for your kind words.
And who knows if I really mean it or not, if I'm just being flattering. You know,
well, you know, don't be a hater. Don't be insincere with me. Bring on the love. Let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya.
There may be many things I am in life, but not a hater of Chip Coffee.
So what's up? Are we all having fun? It's cold in Georgia. I mean, not cold by northern standards, but it's like 29 degrees in Georgia.
That's okay.
Too, I'm cold.
I was fine. I'm pretty sure at 29, I would get on shorts after the week we've had here at... In Ohio, you know, that lake effect. That's the key word. Is
lake effect.
A lot of people don't think it snows in Georgia. I think they have that misconception that we don't get a lot of wintry weather here. But, you know, in some counties that are just north of me, like where my good friend and travel assistant Greta, where she lives, Greta's about 35 or 40 minutes north of me, and I'm about 25 minutes north of the city of Atlanta. So Greta, in the county that she lives in, they're calling for possible snow tonight. So, yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask, did they salt?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably not, because, you know, it is Atlanta.
You would think that they would be ready for that.
Well, you know, 3 flakes of snow fall here, even before the snow comes. I'm sure that in the counties where there's even been predictions of snow, that probably the grocery stores are totally wiped out of milk and bread and beer and toilet paper and batteries and candles, and there are no generators left at or heaters left at Home Depot and Lowe's. And, you know, even if they think that the weather's going to turn bad, schools will close, they'll just like, we're not even going to risk it. But the problem is it's not financially sound to have tons of wintry weather clearing devices here in the South. I mean, they sit unused for the vast majority of the time, and most of the time, if we get bad weather, it's gone in 24 to 48 hours anyway. The worst is when we get ice storms and not snow. the ice really wreaks havoc here because we have so many pine trees, and when the snow lays on the pine trees, they snap, the limbs snap and fall in the yard. I remember back in 1999 or 2000 in my backyard, I had a lot of pine trees at the time. I've had most of them taken out because of this fact, but in that in 99 or 2000, we had this huge ice storm, and you would hear in my house, it would sound like someone was shooting off a shotgun, and it would be the limbs cracking from the weight of the snow and the ice from the pine trees, and I had over 100 limbs down in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
That's no fun.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly.
At all.
So we got a contest going. Tell everybody about this contest, Rob.
We do have a contest. It is a wonderful contest, and it is donated by just a gracious individual, Chip Coffee. And fantastic. Lovely soul. For a free psychic reading, and it's been going on now for a little bit over 3.5 weeks. And we've had a lot of people enter, and we're going to be doing the we're going to be picking the winner this evening right here live. So there's still about 20 minutes that people can enter and go to liveparanormal.com or anywhere on Facebook or anything that we have been posting on Twitter /forward slash liveparanormal to enter. So there's still about 20 minutes left before we hit the pick winner button. And there is. What's nice about this promotion is it generates everything, so we just pick a button, and it's kind of like Powerball. I would say the people have been anticipating this as much as Powerball, if not more.
We may be going to an extreme there. Mike, with this, you can't buy your own private jet.
Well,
you might find out you're going to, though, one day.
You might.
You know? So there you go.
Well, you could. That's true. You might.
You never know where this whole thing is going to lead you. It could take.
So we're giving away a psychic reading, and we're going to do it live on air. Yay! And, you know, what we said was, you know, this is not one of the readings that I offer where you can actually talk to a deceased loved one. But if someone wants to upgrade, they can actually pay the extra and upgrade to a crossing over style spirit communication reading. So I am offering that option as well, but this psychic reading is like to talk about love or romance or relationships or career or things like that, third dimension sort of issues, past, present, future sort of things. So, you know, the value of this reading is $200, and, you know, I'm really glad to be able to offer it's donations and things like this. You know, I'll donate scarves and books, and Greta will donate some of her doTERRA products or essential oil products and things like that to various charities and organizations. And, you know, people should all be out there trying to be supportive and kind. You know, we can't give away the farm all the time, but to various organizations that are worthwhile organizations, I certainly try to be generous with my time and my products and my services. So when you asked me to do this, I was like, yeah, Rob, I will do it, of course.
Well, I can't be more appreciative, and I hope you know that. So, you know, we definitely.
Well, you bribed me. Let's make that clear.
Wow.
You bribed me, Rob Zarek. You bribed me.
Wow.
And can I tell you how he bribed me? You want to hear this, Nikki, how he bribed me?
Oh, I've got to know.
I'm sure everyone wants to hear this.
All right, let me tell you how he bribed me into this. Actually, I think it wasn't really a bribe. It was a thank you. But we can call it a bribe if we want to. I kind of look at it.
I think it sounds more exciting if it's a bribe. Let's go back.
Bribe sounds kind of exciting. It's a little more scandalous, isn't it?
He sent me this box at
Christmas time. Rob sent me this box of cookies. And those cookies were like, I just wanted to get around in the box and just root around in them like a pig. They were so blessed good. And my cousin Kenny, who lives with me, we snacked on those cookies, and I'm like, you know, these are going straight to my ass, and I know that. Well, probably, because I don't have much of a booty, but they probably went to contribute to the expansion of my middle-aged or senior citizen man belly. But, you know, they were really good. Thank you, Rob. Thank you again publicly. I'll thank you for the cookies. And, you know, they were wonderful. I sat around and snacked on them constantly until Christmas and then on into the end of the year. And I think the last of them finally – actually, I think sitting by my desk, honestly, oh, and I just found it. There's actually one left, and it is an oatmeal raisin cookie. Not necessarily my flavor, but I don't think it's a bad cookie. It's not my favorite cookie, but I'll eat it anyway.
Well, you know what? That's the funny thing is I am the same way with the oatmeal. So a business associate of mine got me hooked on these cookies about 4 years ago. I had tried them. They were given away at a sporting event. And I was like, you know, these are great cookies. I've never had these before. It was for a breast cancer, and it was at Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio. And it turns out that Cheryl's is the name of the company, and they're based there. And apparently it's a big-time company that I guess I was never in the cookie ordering business before or ever had, you know, wanted to buy cookies. But one of my business associates sends me those every year, and it's very difficult because, you know, you try not to pack on pounds, especially over the holidays, and you have this box of variety. And it's funny because the oatmeal raisin is always the last to go. But then when you crack it open, it's the best oatmeal raisin cookie you'll ever have.
I don't think I'm a cookie snob, but these were great cookies. Let me just tell you that. Here's a good question for everybody. I'm sure everybody has kind of a favorite cookie. And what's your favorite cookie, Rob? And then I'll tell you guys what mine is. What's your favorite cookie, Rob?
I will tell you my favorite cookie. And it borderlines, is it cookie or is it candy? But it is a Buckeye. And this year I had cheated and I made Buckeye fudge. Because if you're familiar with the Buckeye and the process of making a Buckeye, it's not easy. It's a bit of a process. So you can actually, I don't know if you're even familiar with the Buckeye. Maybe I'm just
assuming
what the Buckeye is. But it's a bit of a process to make a Buckeye. And
okay, I'm not real. I would say that's more candy, wouldn't you, Nikki?
I think it's.
I'd say yeah. I mean, it's kind of it's kind of candy, but I've never had one. So, and I haven't had any of these cookies. I didn't get no cookies.
Oh well, Rob. Hello.
I said in the chat room, no man left behind, no cookies for Nikki. There we go.
Well,
bada bing.
We'll get to that comment later because we have the man himself as part of that. We've had an ongoing. But I will bring you some Buckeyes, I believe, and I will send Chip some Buckeyes. We'll Buckeye it up.
All right, let's go back to my question, though. What's your favorite, if you have to just do standard cookie? We've got that you love the Buckeyes, but standard cookie. What do you think is, like, your standard favorite cookie? Because I've got kind of two that I vacillate between, so I want to hear what yours are.
If I were to pick, I'm going to have to go with a standard chocolate chip cookie, but not the soft kind. I like them where they're almost burnt.
Crunchy, okay, that's
crunchy.
Valid. Nikki, what's your favorite cookie?
This is hard for me. I like sugar cookies. I'm kind of bland. I don't like chocolate. I'm a weirdo. I know, I'm a chick who doesn't like chocolate. It's very rare. Peanut butter cookie?
I'm
going to
give you a high five right now. I love sugar cookies. Just plain standard sugar. I just love them. And I also love macadamia nut cookies.
Oh, they're good too.
I like the macadamia nut cookies, the white chocolate macadamia nut cookies.
Yes, I like those too.
Those are absolutely my favorite. You know,
we should hang out, Chip. We should eat cookies.
We should.
Next time
we're at an event together or something, we'll just get cookies and milk, and we'll just sit and have cookies and milk before we go to bed.
So I guess what we'll do is we'll bypass the buffet and go right to the cookies and milk.
Absolutely. And we won't go to a place that shall not be named that we went one time before when we were all together. We won't go to a buffet.
I made a bad call.
Because we know that certain people who will remain nameless are not fans of buffets, right?
Oh, everyone knows that's me.
Oh, okay. Confession. I've got to say that we went... For those who were listening, when we were together at the live paranormal event a few months ago, we were going for a goodbye lunch, and there was a place nearby, and we just decided we'd go to Golden Corral. And some of them can be kind of good. Not the case this time. This one was kind of yeah. And Nikki tried to warn us. Nikki really tried to warn us that we shouldn't go to a buffet.
Yeah.
And none of us listened to her. And, you know, I will be the first to say that I think you, if we had listened to you, we would have made the right decision, Nikki.
Right.
You know, that happens most often. You know, if people were to just listen, I am a thinker. I think ahead.
I think
buffets are just scary.
I was the instigator behind the whole thing. And
it's all your fault.
It was a bad choice.
Well, it was either that or Applebee's, if I remember correctly. And, you know.
Narrow bread, I think. Narrow bread was.
Yeah. So, you know,
Yeah.
I would have rather gone to McDonald's than gone to that buffet.
I know, the dollar menu is happening.
Well, let's stop talking about my poor choices and let's move on. Because why would we want to talk about my poor choices? Because this could be.
Oh no, I can usually just hang out and do that for quite some time, Rob. But I understand your need to move on. It's okay.
We've only got you for a limited amount of time, so we don't want to bore him with my poor choices.
I think there's a word for that. I think that's called deflection, Nikki. But surely
I
digress.
I
go ahead, Rob.
So.
This is your show.
No.
Go
at
for
least
it.
He thinks it's, at least he thinks it's his show tonight, Nikki. We'll
let
him continue
think
to think that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can pick on me as much as you want. That's fine. I will be the butt of all jokes. Because, you know, usually it's turned around where there's an ongoing thing that goes on for probably the past. Oh, when was the Ouija Con? That was in, April?
Oh, May? God, who knows? I've slept since then. I don't remember.
We have a bit of an ongoing issue since that day.
Uh-oh.
And it does revolve around Chip Coffee a little bit. A lot. Let's just say it revolves around Chip Coffee a lot.
Well, which issue would this be? pull up the list. But which one are you talking about?
Well, this is based on what I would call your common courtesy etiquette, and how it was. And she had mentioned earlier, "No Man Left Behind," and that has been kind of a campaign of mine in regard to the fine folks at Live Paranormal and how it does not apply to our website and what we do at all, because we are all man for themselves or all woman for themselves. And my simple argument is based on proper etiquette and the courtesy is when you're with a group of people. So, I digress, and I will just give you the 1 minute rundown, which we have been talking about for an abundance amount of time. Though most people realize that I enjoy talking about stuff endlessly. But this
yeah, stuff that's annoying. But go ahead.
Into the Ouija Con when you did the seance. Now, if you recall, which I'm sure you recall because you held it, you did a little bit of a pre-event, and we all sat through it, and it was fantastic. You know, anytime I get to sit through, you know, something that you do, I leave with a smile on my face. But we took, you know, the mandatory, I think it was 10, 15-minute break, and then we were all meet back into the seance. And what had happened is we all had gone outside. I believe I even talked to Chip a little bit outside when everyone was on a smoke break. And on our way back into the seance, a gentleman from the Baltimore newspaper stopped me and asked me if he could ask me a couple of questions regarding the event that was going on. I said, sure. So we went off to the side, and he started talking to me. And my crew, who I just had taken to the baseball game, and was inside, and they came out and saw me giving the interview when you told them, you know, everyone had to come in, lock the doors. And instead of coming and kindly tapping me on the shoulder saying, Chip wants the doors locked, are you ready to come in? They just left me out in the hallway. And I think proper etiquette would have been to come and notify me that, hey, it's time to come back in.
But instead,
you're wrong.
I got
you see, I was all about getting back in and getting my seat
so I could
get ready for the next part. You were the one who got distracted.
I missed the Chip Coffee Seance because my crew would not come get me.
No, because you got distracted. We were all about it, and you got distracted, and you can't blame me for your distraction.
Proper etiquette would have been to come and get me and tap me on the shoulder. Now, I think there's only one person.
What if I got locked out, too?
This 10 months.
You'd have hell to pay, Rob.
This debacle that's been going on for 10 months. Chip, what do you think? Proper etiquette.
I think proper etiquette is not slurping your soup.
Nice. Yes.
So basically you're not going to get into the middle of... So that's good because then this can go on for much longer.
No. We need to rest this thing. This needs to be buried.
I think that if you two need to... This is kind of what I said. I made a snarky comment today, kind of a funny but snarky comment today on Facebook. And I said that if I was ever a Real Housewife on any one of the Real Housewife franchises, that my tagline would be, let me read it to you exactly. If you plan on getting into a pissing contest with me, you had better come armed with a full bladder, bitches.
Love it.
So I think that you guys, either one of you or both, could play that game. So if you guys are snarking back and forth at each other, I don't want to kind of muddy the waters by dipping my toe in those waters, so I'm going to stay very impartial and kind of be Switzerland over here.
Judge.
And I'm just going to say, you know, with all love and kindness, it kind of sucked to be you and not be able to get in because we had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
But
kick ass.
I wouldn't know. And it was more than just her. I was with Jennifer Anderson and Rosalind Bound, who I had just all taken to the baseball game. Which makes me.
And we said thank you. That did mean we had to take it, you know, keep after you. I didn't know I had to.
Well, now thank you is proper etiquette. Thank you is proper etiquette. Showing gratitude and appreciation is certainly proper etiquette. But, you know,
thank you for slamming the door in my back.
It is. Well, you know, they should have done something nice for you, Rob. Now, I will take your part in this. They should have done something really nice for you, like send you some Cheryl's cookies or something as a thank you for the ball game, shouldn't they?
You know, Cheryl's cookies might want to sponsor the show. Yeah.
You know,
sounds like
I,
she's
you, you like Cheryl's cookies.
Cookies.
Gave you one last year. And it was a Cheryl's sugar cookie. You said it was good. I don't recall this event.
You'll have to refresh my memory and give me another.
I think I still have some because of the oatmeal ones that apparently no one wants. So,
you know, oatmeal has its times when it's very good. You know, I've had some oatmeal raisins cookies that I've just been shocked by the fact that they were just so good. But when I'm getting to choose between others, it's usually not my first choice, that's for sure. You know?
Well, you notice how everything always comes back to cookies.
Right.
Cookies.
It's what makes the world go around, cookies. It could be their tagline. I'll send that to Cheryl. She'll be like, hey, we got a tagline for you. But
maybe we can get some paranormal cookies.
Something did come out of it that is good, because we're going to be filming with Alejandro, who was there filming for the OuijaCon, and he also got knocked out by his crew. And we're filming an episode of Dead Explorer with him this Saturday and Sunday. So,
oh, well, that's fun. Congratulations.
Thank you. We bonded because his crew left him, my crew left me, and we sat like idiots in the hallway for like an hour and 25 minutes. So.
And he's bitching about this. Nikki, come on.
I know. Something I mean, good, he really got...
Something good came out of
something
it.
Something good came of it.
He got a chance to do filming, and he's still ragging on us.
Never make the man
WTF.
Happy.
WTF.
Thank you.
WTF.
Oh,
what about
does.
Buttercup?
it's how I
feel. Oh, I love this. Chip's like my favorite guest of all time, by the way, because he gives you the hard time that you
like,
just, I love it.
It's like, we should call him a wambulance. I mean, he's going to be on an episode of a ghost show, and he's still, you know, please.
Can't be pleased. Nothing's good enough.
It's just
maybe
cookie.
If I give him
a cookie, you'll feel better.
Help.
I do have one of those oatmeal cookies, you know, but it's just sometimes the pain. The pain doesn't always go away. People don't forget.
Oh, the struggle is real.
It is.
I always say that. And he's like, what? What?
The struggle is real.
I love it.
So what all did you actually... What did you do during the holidays? Did you just hang out at home, or did you go anywhere?
I did as close to nothing as I could manage. I really did. I did quite a lot of traveling during 2015, and I did my last trip. Are you ready for this? I did my last trip. I got home on Sunday before Christmas Day. I guess Christmas was Thursday or Friday. Friday it was, I guess. And I got home on Sunday before Christmas, and then I was done. And have I been out? Yes, I've been on one trip so far this year, just a little day trip to go to Florida to do a private investigation. I don't do many of those, but this was kind of an extreme case, and I went to do a private investigation in Florida for just an overnight. And I just, for the holidays, for Christmas and for the new year, I just hung at home, stayed as quiet and uninvolved as possible.
Nice.
Well,
what did you guys do?
Me?
Did you go anywhere? Did you go anywhere, Rob, or did you stay at home with family?
Stayed home. I don't think I did anything. Did nothing. No, did nothing. Stayed home.
What'd you do, Nikki?
I traveled right before the holidays as well, and then I got home and did the cram to get ready, which, you know, I like to wait till the last minute to get things like Christmas done just because they're so painfully expensive. Not that it's going to cost me any less later, but I don't know. It's just one of those things. So then I, on Christmas, traveled in the car from family to family to family. And, yeah, that's how I spend my day, in the car, trying to, you know, ripping the kids away from their presents and then shoving them in the car to go to one house after the other. You could tell I'm a little bitter maybe, but yeah, I would have rather sat home and let the kids play with their toys and kind of been lazy. Yeah.
That's
family time.
And we had Devin's buddy who went into the service because he had no... I don't know if it's a real reason or what, but he didn't have any family. He went into the service, so we kind of took him in over the holidays, and so then we took him everywhere, and he said it was his first Christmas night that he's ever experienced. So it was kind of nice to have.
That's awesome that you guys did that.
That is.
Yeah. And well, I mean, they're very well spoken. It was, you know, yes sir, yes ma'am. You know, every question was yes sir, no sir. You know, it made me feel a little old, but, you know, I did like, you know, talk about, you know, courtesy and proper etiquette. It's nice to have that for, you know, a change, compared to what I usually go through with the people over at this group. So, you know.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
He's not going to get off this, you know.
Oh, no. Don't worry. I'll be seeing him this weekend.
It all revolves around being left behind and how it's.
Well, I hope we don't leave you behind this weekend when I drive over to the place. I mean, that would be really unfortunate for it to happen again now, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Huh.
It would be.
That kind of sounded like a veiled threat to me.
Huh.
Like it was some sort of threat. But
I'm not pulling out the psychic card or anything, playing the psychic card, but that did sound like a little bit of a veiled threat.
It did. I'll let you know how that goes. We might do a show about it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, if he's posting pictures on the internet, standing there looking very forlorn and a little bit pissed.
Selfies on the sidewalk.
Yeah, sidewalk selfies. Bitter party one.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I wouldn't do that.
Probably won't be the last time.
I would not do that to that extreme. I wouldn't leave you at a place just out of a room.
Well...
difference.
I think it would depend on circumstances, wouldn't it?
If he were to say, let's go to the buffet again, I think we'd both leave him wherever we were at, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then. Yes, it depends on the circumstance, I think. Sorry, Rob.
Well,
we're not a fan of your buffet.
Well,
and he threatens me with these buffets all the time. It's very scary.
Well, Well, what if,
that's
what
not proper etiquette.
No, it's not.
No.
But I do follow proper etiquette. Whenever we go out for a meal, and it's our group, I always make sure the women order first. So I don't go as far as standing up when they come and leave, because that's just, I have that broken hip, so that's the reason why I don't do that. But I follow a guideline. I think it's, I have a little bit of etiquette, but based on my own personal opinion on myself.
You have plenty of wonderful etiquette. We're just giving you a hard time, Rob.
We are.
As you deserve.
Line up, sister. We're doing it. You're good.
See, we're good.
Yeah,
just
we're good.
Just got a tissue. And I can...
Just grab a tissue and... Yeah.
Got a box right here.
He's fragile.
Yeah, he is. He gets a little hurt sometimes.
Yeah.
I apologize.
We try to fix it.
It's okay. The resolutions for 2016 is to be more less fragile.
After you do this radio show, just wrap yourself up in your woobie, rock back and forth, and sing to yourself a little bit, and you should be fine.
I do. Mm-hmm. I rock back and forth as well.
I do it during the radio show, so that way I'm okay.
I'm doing it right now.
Probably making right. Everybody sick who's got the cameras on at the liveparanormal.com chat room.
Well, one thing I did want to talk about, and I don't have all the information on it. You don't have much on your website, but it looks like you're doing some new things for 2016. And I wanted to bring that up because it looked pretty cool. What do you got going on for 2016 that you might be able to tell us about so far? I know the pajama.
I'm doing an online series that I'm executive producing with my producer friend and my New York producer friend, Betsy Schechter. Betsy was one of the executive producers of both Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, and we've remained friends for, would you believe, it's been now 9 years in just a few days since I did my first episode of Paranormal State, since I filmed my first episode, 9 years. I did it in 2007, and Betsy and I have remained friends throughout the years, and we're doing an online series called Pajama Party with Chip Coffee, and it's where I get into my jammies with some of my friends. Some of them are really famous celebrities. Some of them are celebrities within the paranormal arena, and we drink beer, we drink wine, we drink coffee, we drink hot chocolate. We sometimes eat pizza or sushi or whatever, popcorn, and we talk about what they're doing, what's important to them, the charities they work for, what's going on in their lives. And we do always try to do something that's a little paranormal related during the episode. They're short little clips that are maybe anywhere from 5 to 12 minutes, and we're going to do a variety of those episodes. We've filmed, I think, four or five so far in New York City, and those episodes are in final edits right now, and we're hoping to launch the site, hopefully, fingers crossed, within the next few weeks. And that's very exciting because there's nobody telling me, no network or production company telling me what kind of content to include, and I don't have to play Mother May I or pass that by anybody. We can kind of do with that what we want to do with it. On the other hand, I have signed a contract to do a new series called Real Fear. It was done, two episodes of Real Fear, special episodes called one-offs. They're like standalone episodes, were done in the past. And now it's going to series format, and I've been asked to be a part of the regular cast of this show. I'm waiting for a start date for production. I don't know exactly when we're going to go into production or any other details about airing or anything like that yet. But supposedly, from what I know so far, it's 10 episodes of the show about a variety of topics, not just ghosts, but cryptozoological things like Bigfoot and Mothman and the Jersey Devil and, you know, aquatic creatures like Loch Ness Monster-type characters, you know, aliens. So a variety of different paranormal sort of subjects that are going to be explored on that series. And, of course, I continue to do my private telephone readings and a lot of event work around the country. I have several events so far on my 2016 calendar. And, you know, I stay fairly busy, and I pace myself. As everybody, if they follow me on Facebook or Twitter, knows, I love my afternoon naps, so I pace myself and try to get enough time to stay home and enjoy life here at home in Georgia with my cousin Kenny, who is my housemate. People have said, and you guys, I'm sure you've heard me say this before, people sometimes will hear me mention cousin Kenny and think that I'm talking about my life partner, and I'm like, really? Do you think that if I had a life partner, I would call my life partner cousin anything? I mean, really? I mean, what an insult that is. No, cousin Kenny, really? I say it again and over again, cousin Kenny is my dad's sister's son. He's my legitimate cousin, and although in the state of Georgia, now I could marry my first cousin Kenny, that ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It just, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Love him to death, but, you know, we are not going to bump ugly. It ain't going to happen.
Right on.
Yeah, that's truth, exclamation mark. So I love spending time at home just, you know, hanging out with Kenny and my two dogs. And, you know, people don't know this about me, so I'm kind of giving you a true confession thing. I can be very outgoing and very social and very personable a lot of times, but in reality, here's something that's really true about me also. I'm a very private person in a lot of ways. I love my me time. I love my downtime. I love just pulling way back and becoming almost like a recluse. I don't leave my house when I'm at home. Very rarely do I go out. To the backyard with the dogs to push the garbage can down to the curb on garbage day into the mailbox. I have a car. You'll get a kick out of this. I drive, you know, like you're thinking, all right, here's somebody that's on TV, somebody that's like a D-list celebrity, but here's the deal. I drive a car that's a Kia Soul. I thought it would be kind of interesting when I went out and bought it for a psychic to say I went out and bought a new Soul today. So I went out and bought a new Soul this month. Has been 6 years ago. I have a 2010 car. And to show you how little I'm home and how little I go anywhere and how little I drive my car, my 2010 car that's now 6 years old has 15,000 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm so jealous because I drive to my paranormal investigation, so I'm at 18,000 and it's just a year old now.
My six-year-old car has 15,000 and low change on it. So I just, but that gives you an idea. When I'm at home, I rarely, I will get up in the morning and I'll take a shower and I'll change into a new pair of sleep pants. And I may not get up first thing in the morning and take a shower. I may take a shower at 4 in the afternoon and just whenever I feel like it. But, you know, I'll change my, changing my clothes becomes putting on a new T-shirt and putting on a new pair of sleep pants, pajama pants.
I loved it.
There are times when if I have a couple of weeks at home, I'll think and I'll go, I haven't even been out of the house in 10 days. So I become this hermit, almost this recluse. So there's that. I guess I'm kind of an enigma or a paradox or whatever word you want to use, because I'll get in and I'll be social. Now, I'm not the life of the party a lot of times because, number one, I'm old. I'm like grandpa old. But, you know, I don't. At events, I might stop by the bar and say hello, and I'm not a big drinker anyway. Whoever wants to drink, but I'm not a huge drinker, so I'll stop by and socialize a little bit. But usually by midnight, I want to be lying in my bed watching reruns of Law & Order on television. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, when I'm at home, I'll take my afternoon nap and then stay up and watch cheesy television until 1-2 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Very cool. I can relate. I'm kind of trying to be the same way.
I have such an exciting freaking life.
You know, I spend most of my time in front of my computer, and I don't really, other than going away to investigations or paranormal-related stuff, I don't really care to go too many places.
All right, let me
make
people.
It costs me money, and I have to deal with people. Ugh. I'm good.
You know what? I know. That's just it. When I will give of myself when I'm at an event. I'll socialize with people. I'll talk to people. I'll interact with people. But when I get home, it's like, leave me alone.
Right. I just want to be me. Do my thing.
I have two words. Go away. Go away. But here's something I'll tell you. This is going to make a few people jealous. I teased about it on social media. On Thursday, I'm actually going to hang out with a paranormal celebrity who's kind of in my area, and I'm going to go hang out with her on Thursday, and that's Amy Allen from Dead Files.
Oh, I am jealous. That's cool. You guys are going to be like
Amy. Amy is so sweet, and we, you know,
so much
we really
psychic
don't know each other that well. She's such... Amy's kind of like me in a way. She's, although I think she more so, she's a very private person and somewhat shy. That's what a lot of people don't know about Amy, is she tends to be very shy. And so when I heard that she was kind of going to be in my area for a few days, I said, well, you know what? Let's hang out. And so Greta and my friend Mike and my telephone booking assistant Rebecca and I are going to hop in the car, and we're going to go hang out with Amy and her assistant, Kathy, and just spend the day together on Thursday until Amy has to go to work.
Very cool. That's going to be fun.
It should be fun.
A lot of psychic power in that meeting right there.
That's what I'm saying. It's an overwhelming amount of psychicness.
Well, you know, Amy and I have been talking about trying to do some event work together. And I know we've got some events that are planned, although we're not kind of working in tandem together. But, you know, we've talked about the fact of, you know, trying to do maybe even, you know, some, I don't know, we haven't really thought about it, but we've talked about maybe doing some event work together and stuff like that. So I think that would be very cool to see what we might be able to concoct and come up with. She's just such a very nice, sweet girl, and she's very scientific with the way she approaches things. With me, don't ask me about science. Amy's working on her PhD. I'm like, girl, you go for it. Go over there. I'm not that smart. I have proper etiquette, but I'm not smart. I just thought I'd throw that in there, by the way. And she's just so fascinating and interesting. And one of the things I'm really looking forward, because the only time that I've hung out with her in the past has been at events. And you don't really have a lot of time to chat because you're interacting with people that are at the events, your fans, and the people that are attending the event. So I'm really excited to be able to just learn a little bit more about who she is and kind of what makes Amy Allen tick. So I think Thursday is going to be a really fun day.
Well, may I
that
recommend...
That sounds like it.
If you were to do anything together, may I recommend the general Cleveland area? And I know a guy there that would be interested in doing something, so...
Well, you know, you never know what the new year is going to bring. I've sort of kept my calendar kind of light, but one of the other things that I'll announce here on your show, and this is the first time I've really said it out loud, so you get this kind of as an exclusive, Mr. Zarek, is the fact that I took some time off from my Coffee Talk tours. I typically do two Coffee Talk tours in various cities across the country, the United States, and I've done some in almost every province of Canada, but I took some time off from the Coffee Talk tours, and I did not do a tour in the fall of last year, and I'm not doing a spring tour, but I'm going to kick my Coffee Talk tour back off again in the fall of 2016 and do several cities in the fall of 2016, so... If you're following me on Facebook or Twitter, and on both places, I'm just Chip Coffee on Facebook and Chip Coffee Psychic and Medium Chip Coffee Psychic and Medium on Facebook and Chip Coffee on Twitter and on Instagram also. If you follow me on that, I'll be hopefully announcing some details about that in the upcoming weeks.
Cool.
Very cool. Get on that, people. Follow if you haven't.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I think it's time to do the winner. Right, we have a winner.
I wish we leave some drum roll or something, like some amazing excitingness.
Or fanfare or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I have anything here? Let's see.
Before you do this, hold on. Let me see if I can find something, too.
Yeah.
Whoever puts the production together really does a half-assed job, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the studio here has really got some lame stuff in it here. Ugh.
Right.
What is this?
Dude.
Let's see. Let me find something here. Hold on.
I got a cow.
Let's do this. All right, you ready for this? Are you ready? You ready? Ready?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready almost to announce it, Rob?
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right, here you go. Listen to this.
And the winner of the 2016 Chip Coffee free psychic reading.
Wait a minute. Let's do it again.
I was going to say, don't Steve Harvey.
Did I Steve Harvey? Like, no, it's not the winner. So should we Steve Harvey it and be like, no, wait, that's
no, you can't.
Oh, it's okay. Miss Columbia.
Columbia. Yeah. Wait. I'm apologize. Miss Columbia is not the winner. It is email address majestic2013@outlook.com.
Majestic2013@outlook.com.
That is the winner. It's pulled by email address. That is the winning email address. It is majestic2013@outlook.com.
Oh, okay. Well, here, I think I have a soundbite for this. Let's see if this works out.
Perfect.
Let's see. Was that a sound?
Kind of
like
sounded
that?
More like an ocean wave, but it was supposed to be applause.
Well, you know what? You we're on the same page. Yeah.
Good luck, not a fact.
Congratulations, yeah. Majestic2013@outlook.com.
Yeah, we'll post it on Facebook and on our site too, and send an email to Majestic2013@outlook.com.
And be prepared for all the spam from all the people who lost. They're going to send, hopefully not send her.
They're
going
to send emails to you that say, I'm going to cut you, bitch.
Right,
because they're jelly. So.
I know. Which is not proper etiquette, by the way, of being jealous.
No,
it's not proper. It's not.
And that, being jealous
there's a lot
almost
of not proper
stuff
on the internet.
No, and it's not proper. It's almost as improper as going to a buffet.
That's right. I agree.
I wanted to go to a buffet for my birthday, but no one would go either. It's like I have the hardest time ever going to a buffet.
Maybe you're bad at picking them, Rob.
I told you.
You know what we should have offered? We should have offered a chance for me to take somebody to a buffet.
That could be the summer.
Well, then I was already the winner because you helped give me the courage to walk up to it. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I saw how your lip was quivering and there were tears in your eyes. Little do you know, what were you drinking that day? I don't remember. What kind of beverage did you drink?
Probably.
No, I don't drink like that, but I should. I think it was probably iced tea or Dr. Pepper or something. I don't know what I was drinking.
I ground up
the
Xanax and put it in there for you. So.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, I'm glad somebody did. I mean, I would have freely taken it had I been told that there was one there, because sometimes you just need some help.
Sometimes for your buffet anxiety disorder. I think that that should be a new psychological disorder. BAD, buffet anxiety disorder.
Yes, I agree.
So you
and
got
maybe
the bad,
that would be
girl.
In the buzzer.
You got the
you.
Bad girl, the buffet anxiety disorder.
I actually have a bee disorder, so this really works because it's not that I'm afraid of them. I just don't like birds. I just don't like them. And I don't like bologna and I don't like buffets. So technically, I could just have bad. I could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Fill in the B word.
Yep.
Got the
yep.
problem.
You're a hot mess. Just so you know, Nikki.
I am. I self
and
I admit it.
I know that's not proper etiquette to. I know that's not proper etiquette to openly diss you on air, but you is a hot mess, girl.
I already know though, so it's okay because I'm open about my hot mess itis.
I don't know who doesn't like bologna. I mean.
I don't.
Me. See,
no.
Look, Chip and I are very much alike here. We are just not like feeling.
Well, you should have saw the face. She was asking me
Ask me to eat like bologna and spam. And there's a dish, if you ever go to Canada, there's a dish called and I'm going to piss off the Canadians now. There's a dish called a donair. No. It's
so
like,
don't
I'll
do
tell
it.
You the story about Donair. Donair is kind of like this spongy, it's almost spammy-like, although not really. It's kind of like corned beefy, pastrami-ish, spammy-ish, something. I don't know. And it's on a spindle, and they slice it off, and they put it on this bun, and they put this kind of like sweet sauce on it that's kind of like, it looks like ranch dressing, but it's sweet. And it is like, I have had two of them in my life, and I'm like, no, cannot. And a lot of my Canadian friends just love them, live for a Donair. And when I first heard about it, the first time I'd heard about a Donair, I asked my friends, I said, well, what kind of meat is it? They said, oh, you should get a Donair. And I'm like, well, what is a Donair? They said, well, you know, it's just a Donair. And I'm like, well, what kind of meat is it? I mean, what kind of, is it like beef or chicken or pork? What is it? And they kind of looked at each other and like bunny in the headlight. And they just went, well, it's Donair meat. And I'm like, well, do you guys have like a friggin' wild Donair? Is that what, you know, are they running around in the forest? Do you shoot them? Or are they like cultivated like for like cows and pigs? Like, no, it's just Donair. And I still honestly don't know what Donair is because I'm scared to kind of look it up.
Maybe it's best to not know. There are some things
you're
better off not knowing.
Kind of like a hot dog. You don't want to know where that hot dog actually came from.
Don't ever watch the story behind it, like
the
truth behind hot dogs.
Like no, they sweep up everything off the floor and grind it up, and that's the hot dog. I know that. So I don't eat hot dogs either. But, yeah, look up Donair. Now, poutine, which is French fries and gravy and cheese curds, I can do a little bit of that. I can do a little bit of that. And I do – if you go to Canada, if you like a Bloody Mary, and I'm not a huge drinker, but I do like a Bloody Mary every now and then, or some Baileys on the Rocks, or cold beer once in a while, champagne. Mm. God, I'm an alcoholic, and I just don't realize it.
you go up to
Canada, and they don't have Bloody Marys, they have Caesars. And a Caesar is a Bloody Mary, but it's made, instead of tomato juice, it's made with Clamato juice. And they are so good. I love getting Caesars when I go to Canada. I think I'm going to have to take a trip to Canada sometime soon and just drink Caesars all across the continent.
Well, there you go.
That's
everyone's got goals.
Instead of the cookie,
I do. I do have lofty goals. Caesar.
My goal is just to like be able to pay my bills, maybe, and like and not be harassed on the internet. That's about it.
Might turn out to be something good for you because I actually got rid of the chat room going, and one of our chat room members of Live Paranormal, said that it is a heavenly or not heavenly.
Heavenly. I think we're giving a little too much credit.
It's a spiced ground beef is what that is made of.
Really?
That's what.
Well, let me just tell you this. I'm not dissing Canada because I love my Canadians. Love, love, love you guys. But you guys, I'm going to leave the Donairs to you guys because I just, you know, you see things online where people go, I can't. I can't even. I can't even with a Donair. I can't. It's like chewing on a hot sponge.
I had this something with the same texture. I had never had a Twinkie, and someone told me they bet me a dollar or something, and it was something else. And then they said, okay, well, we can make this better by having you eat a Twinkie. And I've never had gravy either, which they probably would have gone with the gravy instead of the Twinkie. But the Twinkie, I don't know. I will never do it again.
Now, Twinkies I can tolerate. I'll tell you what I can't. I'm not a big fan of raw or cooked mushrooms. Like, the texture of them just kind of weirds me out a little bit.
I can relate. There's some food I like
them.
That.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that she
we're learning all sorts of new things. Watch, Rob's going to take us to, like, a Twinkie Donair mushroom.
He's going to send me a Donair and mushroom cookie box.
Ew.
with a note inside of it and goes, now lock me out of another one of your events, bitch. Right on.
With a picture of a middle finger. That's like I already planned out.
Yeah, one
that's
finger, two
out
words.
Out
or I could send you what I'm going to bring for Nicole on Saturday, which she made the space when I told her what I was eating. It made me feel like as if I was, like, doing something incorrect. And it was bologna mix. And since she hates bologna, it's like a bologna salad, kind of like a chicken salad made with bologna.
No,
and,
see, that just makes me, that just makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little.
Yeah.
It's a ground bologna. It's fantastic. It's a ground bologna. My grandmother made it. So
no,
I'm sorry, Chuck,
every time I go to Minnesota, they keep saying they're going to make me a hot dish. I don't know what that is. You're back in the day, a hot dish was somebody you walked into a bar and you went, wow, there's a hot dish. That is not what hot dish is, I think, in Minnesota. But,
I think it's like tater tots
and cream of mushroom soup and all this stuff they've told me about it. And, you know, I don't know. How did we get on this subject?
I don't know,
but there's a lot of food I'm scared of. Like, I'm not scared of, going into places that, you know, whatever's going on in there, but as long as they don't have these random-ass foods that I'm just, like, that the foods bother me. Like, other things don't. Food, yeah.
I think what we have accomplished tonight is we've done a full radio show on a paranormal station and never once mentioned the paranormal. So
that's crap. We so did.
That's what's interesting. When we get together, what's really interesting is people will ask me, well, what do you talk about when you're with folks that are in the paranormal? And I say anything except investigating ghosts and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
Our work. I mean, we live and breathe that for work. Why would we want to talk about it when we're amongst ourselves? I mean, for the love of God, I'm not obsessed with this stuff. I love it. But it's not like, you know, I'm not living and breathing it 24/7. So,
you know.
Is that
all you are? Like, if there's nothing paranormally happening, you just shut down? Because I have nothing else to exist for, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate having you on. We kept you on a little bit longer than I anticipated. But it was a good conversation. It's nice to catch up with you, so I appreciate
it.
It was really
nice spending this time with you, Nikki, and we both tolerated Rob. So that was pretty good.
We did. We did the best we could, you know, but the struggle is real. So
I'm sure when you hang up, you're going to be like, what a waste of time and throw things, but...
I'll never get that hour back.
It's
always lovely to hang out with you guys. And, you know, that's what I love about my friends. We can kiddingly and lovingly bust each other's balls. Well, not that you have balls that I've seen, Nikki, but
I don't know, though. I hear I might have big ones. They're just invisible.
Well,
so.
We'll check next time I see you when we go to the buffet together.
Cool.
So, you know, and that's just, it's lovely to just spend time with you guys. So thank you for having me on board tonight. And, you know, we'll look forward to let me know about the reading, Rob. You'll keep me posted about that. We'll get her done. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to the three of us to hang out again sometime soon. That would be loverly.
Most definitely. Well, thank you for joining us.
The hot dish. All right, sounds good. I will talk to
you
soon.
Yeah, the hot dish. The lady's coming on yelling at us to end the show, so.
Uh-oh.
Blog talk God. Yeah, I know.
Isn't it amazing how we can piss off the masses just in a simple conversation?
Easily. I do it every day.
Don't talk about it. We love donairs. We love hot dishes. We love it all. We're just, it's all about the love. Feel the love, bitches. Feel the love.
All right. Well, thanks again. And stay tuned for, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to talk more about what we had going on, but I don't think we have like 13 seconds. I don't think we're going to talk about anything.
All right.
So
I will say good night to you guys. Love you.
Good night. Thank you for joining us.
It's been real. I'm going to go watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on my DVR.
Enjoy.
I'll talk to you later.
Hi.
Right, bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
so
we have about 20 seconds. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to tune in to the live stream on Saturday at liveparanormal.com where you can check out the filming process. And we're looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Behave or don't.